Off the ball. Rugby.
Then all we'll never know until we play. We know on the evidence of play well for your province, play well in Europe, play well in the URC, consistently back it up for a couple, four, five, six matches. And then people go, give him a go.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Johnny McGrath staring down the barrel of another League of Ireland season. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. No, excited. Really excited now for the new campaign ahead and can't wait to get going.
I mean, how much are you looking to build on from last season? I think of that FAI Cup run and how much that meant to the fans and the community in Kerry. Like, to build on that now must be the main goal, is it?
Oh, 100%. Look, we had a good run in the FAI Cup, getting to the semi-finals, you know, knocking out Sligo and the Cove and a lot of good teams along the way. So, but it's important this year we build on that and bring that form into the league and keep progressing up the table.
I've been waiting to ask you this question ever since the end of last season, but it's so strange, the fact that if you think back to the League of Ireland campaign and that first division game where you were against Wexford and Ferry Carrick and you score a hat-trick at half-time and then they come back and win 4-3, and then you almost do the complete opposite to Sligo in the FAI Cup of being down and then coming back to win 4-3. Like, what is it like to be on both those sides of that coin?
Yeah, I suppose, look, that was my 100th game as well for Kerry FC, and I scored a hat-trick in the first half and thought we were cruising and we were out of there, but we ended up losing the game 4-3, which was obviously hugely disappointing. But to go and turn that around and do it to Sligo and knock Sligo out in the FAI Cup was a lot more special for me and for the team. You know, that was, but that's football, isn't it? It's mad. It's upside down. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the way the Kerry project has been progressing year on year, are you feeling that growing support in the community now each year as you get back out on the pitch?
Oh, it is 100%. Look, there's people that live for the Friday night up in Mount Talk. You know, they love to get up there and even travel away. There's lots of fans now that have been to every away ground in the league, you know, and they're there to support us. They never once, you know, getting on our back, even out about us. They're always supporting us.
I suppose even if you look at, like, If you see it on LOI TV, if you can, you see the Wexford, the Kerry support, you go to matches, they almost outnumber some of the home supporters sometimes. Like, it just shows how big of an appetite there is for a soccer team like yourselves down there, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Even the FAI Cup semi-final game in Talla, like, they were very, very loud. And look, Shamrock Rovers beat us comfortably that day, but they sang from minute one till minute 90, whatever it was. And even after the round of applause, everything, they were, but that sums them up. You know, they're excellent. They're good people and they're unbelievable fan base.
Do you feel like there's a bit of added pressure on yourselves this season now, having gone that far in the cup? People know you can do it and you need to get back there, or how do you approach something like that? Because it could be a bit easy to get a bit, I suppose, overwhelmed by the thought that everyone is now rating you a lot higher than maybe they would have been before.
Yeah, look, pressure is always going to be there, but we know we have to perform. You know we have to do better in the league, and like, we knew we had it in us. You know, when we beat Sligo, we do have it in us. It's just bringing it out more consistently and over a longer period of time. That's what we need to do, and hopefully we can do that this year.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
I suppose when you come up against Premier Division teams in the cup competitions and you beat them in such an emphatic way, like, do you see that the gap isn't so different between yourselves in the First Division and that in the Premier Division, and that even getting to those playoff finals, I know people always like say it's stacked against the First Division team, but it could really go the toss of a coin at that stage of the season, couldn't it, if you got there?
Oh yeah, when it's at that stage of the season, it's a toss of a coin really, two once more in the day, you know. But no, there is a gap between the Premier and the First Division, you can see that, but it's we just need to try and bridge that gap, you know, bit by bit, and we're improving year on year, and hopefully we can make a big step this year.
What are the core aims, I suppose, for yourselves this season, looking ahead, like, you know, as you're improving and still developing, like, you know, is trophy, is it like silverware, talking of those cup camp games again, is that kind of where you're looking at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose, look, the league this year is our bread and butter, you know, we really do want to improve our league position. You know, we had a good run in the cup last year, and that helped our season, you know, a bit, but we do need to perform in the league this year and climb up as far as we can, win as many games as possible.
Ryan Kelleher, obviously on the men's now, should be back hopefully soon enough. Like, how big of an injection of, I suppose, confidence and enthusiasm will he be for this side?
Oh, it'll be massive. Look, we did miss him last year, you know, with his goals and his presence. He's a big character in the team as well, and it'd be excellent to have him back. And him and Murph could be a deadly duo in this division. You know, they could work really well together. So we're all excited to see Ryan back, and we're really looking forward to seeing him back on the pitch again.
With his absence, though, even, you saw a lot of players kind of step up to the plate and really occupy a spot. And, like, granted, they're probably still trying to get to the level that he's at, but they are very much putting in their best effort and showing that, you know, one player out of the side doesn't spell doom for you. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, look, we had lads that stepped up to the, like Keane Brosnan, for example, stepped up, played a lot of minutes last year and got a lot of important goals. You know, got two against Sligo, one against Cove, and that cup, really important. We have those fellas in the squad, you know, local lads and lads that we brought in that can step up for when you have the likes of Ryan missing or whatever through injuries. But it's great to have him back now. You know, he's a real big goal threat in this division.
When you look at UCD as the first game of the season, you know, how do you approach a game like that? Because they change so much year on year, and with regards to kind of looking back at past results against them, how much can you take from that going into a season opener?
Yeah, look, we know UCD, we played them a lot of times, but they do have a lot of change each year. But the boys will have that sussed out, which, you know, Colin and Chris and Mac will have all that sussed out early doors, so we'll have a good clear game plan, and just have to attack it like that.
Perfect. Seanie McGrath, thank you so much, and best of luck with the season ahead.
Cheers, thank you very much.